So I'm here with former Waterford manager John Jackson Kiely. He's picking his greatest Daisha footballers of all time. Before the break, we got John's Waterford team from 1884 to 1984. And now we're going bang up to date. John, you have your 15 from the last 40 years, 1984 to 2024. Who have you gone with between the posts?
Well, you see, I tell you again, I just emphasise that this is just... like everybody has the proverbial, this is just an opinion, and everybody has an opinion. These are the guys in my opinion, you know, like, and when you'd have the team picked and you'd be looking at other people, you'd be saying, my God, how could I leave him off? But anyway, I came down with this. Tom Brennan of Tamore between the sticks. An outstanding keeper in his day. I have no problem with him in the goal between in the last 40 years. An honourable mention also here to young Stephen Enright from Ballinacorty. I had him in the Waterford senior team, and he was there for a good few years after me as well. But I saw him, he gave many outstanding performances for Waterford in the goal. Moving on to the full back line, Morris O'Gorman played for Munster, won a Railway Cup with Munster, played 3 years for Munster at cornerback. He was such a good footballer that the night that we won the Railway Cup, I was involved with Munster for 5 years. We won the Railway Cup in 0-8 up in Port Leash, and we were gone up into the half forward line, and we after picking the defence and the midfield that included John Galvin of Kerry and Nicholas Murphy, the captain from Cork, I said to John Evans, I said, "Jeez, we're out of picking that defence now without Morris O'Gorman." He said, "I know that," he said, "but I have a position for him." I said, "What'll we do?" He said, "We'll play him left half forward." We played him left half forward. Coming up to half time, he was involved. There was a ball in around the goal. Tom O'Gorman won it, started on a solo, gave it to Morris, Morris back to Thomas, the full length of Port Leash, and ended with Thomas sticking it in the corner of the net. And Morris gave an outstanding performance that night at wing forward. So I've no bother with Morris O'Gorman, an outstanding defender with two great assets. Pace, and he was also fearless, great pace, and a great ability to read the game and read an opponent.
And just looking at your sheet, John, in the other corner, you have the twin brother.
I have the twin brother, Thomas, one of Waterford's greatest ever defenders. He's probably, to be honest with you, he's probably Waterford's greatest ever full-back in a way. But he's left full-back. I had to find a place for Stewkey Power in this era from St. Saviour's. He's a man I greatly admired. An outstanding defender. I think the two O'Gormans and Stewkey Power at full-back would be an outstanding full-back line in any team, yeah.
What are the traits that stick out when you think of Thomas O'Gorman, John?
Well, the trait, like I've already said about his twin brother, pace, fearlessness, brains, and of course the other one was the ability how to demoralise an opponent. Like, he would normally win the ball, but if he didn't win the ball, the opponent would have to simply either kick for goal or do something with it, and he knew he was intelligent enough to knock it away. He was in. I never saw the man to be, you know, to be absolutely in real trouble. His pace, his football skill, everything about him, he was always a guy that could get you out of trouble. For 4 years he was on the Munster team. And not just on the Munster team, he was one of the outstanding members on the Munster team. He was incredible that night in Port Leash that we won the Railway Cup. And also the following year when we were over in London, when we played a star-studded Ulster team in the Railway Cup final over there, he was brilliant that night as well. Definitely one of Waterford's goats, as you say, greatest of all time in there. There was no doubt.
Take us through your half-back line, John. This is your Waterford football team from 1984 to 2024.
At centre-back, I had to pick small Pat Welsh from the Nair. A wonderful bit of stuff. Now, I know because of his inclusion in the Waterford Hurling team, that kept him off the Waterford football team for a while. But while he was on it, an outstanding footballer, again like the Gormans, a great football brain. This guy could play at centre-forward and be a brilliant centre-forward because he was always prodding and looking for somebody that was better placed to give the ball to. An outstanding ball player. I just couldn't pick anyone in that period to fill in centre-back better than small Pat Welsh. And at right half-back there, I went for another guy that wore the Royal Blue of Munster, Niall Geary. He played 2 years for Munster while he was playing for Waterford. He was on the team when we made that breakthrough you were talking about earlier on. We won that junior in 99 above in Port Leash and we bet Meath. He gave an outstanding performance that night, and after the game I remember one of the Meath players coming into the dressing room, one of the guys that he was marking, and he had the Meath jersey, and he said, "Would you mind swapping?" And he said, "God," he said, "I can't, I'm sorry," he said. He had the jersey folded up, the number 5 jersey folded up, he said. That means so much to me. I'm sorry about that, but I just can't give you this. I'm keeping this.
God, that's an incredible memory. Yeah. John, who have you picked at number seven?
Number seven, then, Matty Kiley from Kilrossenty. He was a bit small, but don't let that fool you. Like the Garmans, lean and hungry. Absolutely great skill and great pace and a great football brain again. I remember in 1999 we played Cork in the Frown Field in Dungarvan. Matty was cornerback and Philip Clifford was right full forward. The reason I mention him, he was the Cork captain because he Bantry Blues and won the Cork title the year before. He held Clifford's goalless in play. Clifford's kicked 4 points and frees that day in Dungarvan. Cork went on to qualify for that year's All-Ireland final where they were beaten a goal by Meath in the final. Clifford ended up winning an All-Star at right full forward. And he also got the Young Player of the Year. But Matty Kiley didn't give him a ball in that Munster Championship match. Now, I know Cork won the game well, but wasn't it in the junior in 0-4 then, when he came back down playing junior in 0-4 in Dungarvan, he was the man of the match in the Munster final when we defeated Cork. But gave many fine displays in the Waterford jersey. And because of his pace and his football and his brain, the same as Geary and Pat Welch, I just couldn't leave him off the team. And I think with them, Stuckey and the Garmans, I think that's a really good defence, and with Tom Brennan behind him in the goal.
Yeah, that's a very strong defence, John. Who have you gone for then at midfield on your team from 84 to 2024?
It isn't because this guy is a good friend of mine, and we're after having a lot of rows as well over the years about football. Bimbo McGrath from the Brickies also wore the Royal Blue of Munster. An outstanding player. Again, like John Hennessy, an incredible ability to get up off the ground. I couldn't let him off the team. Stephen Breen of Ferrybank also fits in there. A member of that Ferrybank team that were very unlucky not to make a breakthrough and win a championship. It wasn't his fault. This guy was just simply awesome in his day.
Now, I think you're probably spoiled for choice in terms of the forwards, John, but who are the six you've gone for?
I know their friends of mine going to say he had to pick his pits, and the guys, yeah. And a few lads here I couldn't leave off. Yeah, Gary Hurney at centre forward. What an awesome player in his day, and the performances that he gave for Munster. I remember one night up in Ballyforn, we were playing Connacht in the Railway Cup. Gary was centre forward, and Stair, the Kerry man, Donaghy was full forward. And they were getting a lot of ball into Donaghy, but he wasn't. Fitzgerald had him in his pocket, the Galway full-back. He was the compromised rules full-back at the time as well, do you know. And I said to Ger O'Keefe at Kerry, I said, switch in Hurney, I said, and Fitzgerald, I said, and move out, move the Star out, I said. And he said to me, he said, how old do you want Fitzgerald? I said, he'll destroy him. And he was looking at me and was just saying, is this guy gone crazy? We put Hurney in full forward and he scored 1-3 off him. You know,
wow.
And the vice versa. This guy, I remember over in London in the 0-9 final, he was on. I remember Enda McGinley, the Tyrone fullback, saying to me, the following day we were having the breakfast in the hotel in Morland's Hotel, and he was saying to me, that big boy, he said, I couldn't believe it. He held him off with, went for a throw in, and Hurney held him off with the left hand, took it down with the right, and stuck a pile driver with the left foot past Pascal McConnell in the Ulster goal. They couldn't get over it. The reason that I like this guy so much, the bigger the opponent, the more fair, the taller his reputation was, the better Hurney was. He had incredible ability to solo with the ball. For a big guy, the ball was always neat. He was really good at it. I just like that guy an awful lot. I think he's one of the really, you're looking at a GOAT, the greatest of all time. He's definitely on that short list as well.
Who are your two wingmen then, either side of Gary Hurney?
And number 12, I had to put Owen O'Brien, one of Stradbally's greatest ever players and one of Waterford's greatest ever players. Made 3 years playing for Munster. Was on the Irish Compromise Rules panel, the only Waterford man to make that panel, I think. Owen O'Brien made the three replacements that they were going to bring to Australia. But two guys made it, and there were the one position left, but Owen didn't get there. As it turned out, I said to him, there was a quiz on at the time called Where in the World, and he was on the team with me, and we won that. So he got, that year, he got 5 weeks down there and travelled the whole country, which means if he was on the football team, you know, it would have been a shorter trip. But anyway, that's how good this guy was.
A good footballer and a good quizzer, so.
Yeah. Well, he was definitely a better footballer.
Who is your number 10, John?
Wayne Hennessy of Ardmore. Yeah. What an incredible talent he was. Another one with great speed and incredible ball control. and again a great football brain, and the effortless way that he covered ground, really, you know, the way he grabbed the ground, the way he could cover ground so easily. He had a great stride in him, and the way he could solo with the ball again, like a lot of guys that I've on the team, like the Commons, Matty Kiley, Geary, Small, Pat, all them guys, they could solo with the ball without looking at it. That's what I like in a guy, that talent is natural. These guys were just natural. Again, Ward, Ryle, Blue and Munster.
Talk us through your inside trio, John, in your greatest Waterford football team from 1984 to 2024.
Well, I'll tell you now, Lee Mullinan at right full forward. Also Ward, Ryle, Blue and Munster. And I remember in the Railway Cup semi-final of 0-9 above in Limerick in the Gaelic grounds on a wet night. And he was playing wing forward and scored 3 or 4 points in play. Gave an outstanding performance. Roasted the Galway left half back. And I remember John Evans saying to me on the line, "Jesus, Jackson," he said, he was running and the ball was on the ground and he was chipping it up into his hands. He said, "I seen guys doing that on dry ground, but I didn't think it was possible to do it like that." But I said, "This guy is capable of anything." That's one of the most talented fellas and an absolute speed merchant, as you know. You've seen him playing for years as well.
And he's still playing for Onrhyne.
He's around 40 now. I think he was 19. He was 19 in 03 when they won the Munster Under. That's when they won the Munster Championship. The three most famous players on that team, Brick and Shane Welsh and Limo, yeah.
You're full forward, John.
Paul White, he also played 2 years for Munster. I know that fella's going to say he's from Kilrossenty. I know that. But he played under 15 soccer for Ireland. He played under 17 soccer for Ireland. He played, as I said, 2 years for Munster. His career was cut short due to an injury, but he did give a good few years playing for Waterford. And he was leading marksman. But I think his performance in the championship above in Galway, when he scored, was at 12 points. That when Galway won the game, the qualifier, by just a 1 point. They were incredibly unlucky. But while Paul White gave one of the greatest ever performances by a Waterford man in a championship game. And not only that, but his direct opponent was a guy called Paul Conroy. And you know who Paul Conroy is. He's now in line probably to be Footballer of the Year this year. Himself and Maher and that guy from corner back from Armagh, McCambridge, they're in line for it. But Conroy is the favourite. He's one of Galway's greatest ever midfielders. But this guy was outstanding on him that night.
Now, your final spot, John, number 15 jersey, who's it going to?
Well, this guy is another old friend of mine, and he's a good referee at the minute because he's got a great feel for the game. Fly Fitzgerald, you couldn't let him off any team. Incredible with the 2 feet, and he's there, great free taker, score getter. I remember him playing against Kerry in Minor. He destroyed the Kerry full back line in Minor. I saw him playing in Munster Under 21 finals against Kerry. Kerry fellas wanted to know who this guy was. Well, you know, I remember John Kennedy sent to me, "Jackson, what club?" I said, "He's down here in the city." They couldn't get over that this guy had so much talent. He came on in 1997 against Kerry in the Munster Championship up in Dungarvan. He roasted the Kerry fullback. Again, like Hurney and all them good players and the Garments and all those guys, the bigger the occasion, the better they play. I know you're going to get guys that are going to talk about this fella and that fella that played with the club. But when the chips are down and you're marked, and your direct opponent has a status, it's then you deliver. That's the benchmark.
And you've a long list of honourable mentions, John. Can you just run through them there?
Yeah, there are a couple of them from my own club. Peary White played for Munster. Great midfielder in his day. Yeah, I remember him giving a spectacular performance one night against Tom Spillane, where he outplayed Tom Spillane. Jim Maher also played for Munster. Cormac McGrath from Ryanagonnock, an outstanding player in his day, there is no doubt. Shane Welsh. Now, Shane Welsh would definitely be on that team. Only I think he gave a year or two playing. He also had he played for Munster in 0-9 above in the Limerick the night that Limo got the 4 points in play. Fintan O'Brien, Owen's brother. I remember him giving outstanding performances in the defence for Waterford. One in particular against Kerry up in Tralee, where he held the great Ger Power scoreless in play. David Kelvin from Stradbally was another outstanding defender in his day, you know, for cornerback, outstanding cornerback. Martin Power, of course, was the driving force behind the Ratgarmick when Ratgarmick won the 3 titles there in the 90s, an outstanding midfielder. P.P. Ferncombe, legendary P.P. from Dungarvan, was also one of the main reasons we won that All-Ireland in 99 in the junior, but he also wore the Ryle Blue of Munster, as did Martin Power. Liam Dalton gave years and years of service from the Shamrocks, gave years of service to Waterford. I think he played 14 years for the team. Chuck O'Connor, he only played a year or two, but he played for Munster, and I remember him giving an outstanding performance against Leinster in a Railway Cup match where he completely outplayed Liam Hayes and Lorna Parker. Michael Coffey from Stradbally was another man that wore the Royal Blue of Munster and probably won the Stradbally, again with Owen O'Brien, won giving Owen O'Brien a close shave for the best footballer ever to come out of Stradbally, you know.
I'm going to throw two more names at you as well, John. Michael Brick Welsh of Stradbally and Shane Briggs of Ballinacorty as well.
I have Michael Welsh there. I just see there a Brick. How could you forget him? He was the man that destroyed Kerry in the middle of the field in the under 21. But I also remember him putting up a huge performance against Roscommon inside Dungarvan in the year that he played for the Waterford senior football team before he went on to the hurling panel, you know. But I have no doubt, I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever, Brick Welsh would walk onto that team. But he only played 1 year for the senior team. But I have no doubt at all that he's one of the best midfielders ever played in the county. There is no doubt about that.
John, Jackson, Kiley, I've really enjoyed the chat. Yeah. It's been an education. Thanks a million for your time as always.
No bother, Tomás. No bother.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.